Welcome to Chemistry Revision with me, your science tutor. Today, we're diving into one of the most fascinating and genuinely cutting-edge topics in your GCSE separate chemistry course, nanoparticles. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up regularly in exams, and once you understand it properly, it's actually one of the most rewarding topics to answer questions on. So let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define what a nanoparticle is, explain why their surface area to volume ratio is so important, describe their real-world applications, discuss the risks, and nail those tricky calculation questions. Let's go. Section 1, what actually is a nanoparticle? Okay, so first things first. A nanoparticle is a particle with dimensions in the range of 1 to 100 nanometers. Now, a nanometer, that's written as nm, is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. In standard form, that's 1 times 10 to the power of negative 9 meters. So when we say nanoparticles are between 1 and 100 nanometers, we mean they're between 1 times 10 to the negative 9 meters and 1 times 10 to the negative 7 meters. You need to be really comfortable with that standard form notation because examiners love to test it. Now, to give you a sense of scale, and this is something examiners absolutely love to ask about, a typical atom is roughly 0.1 nanometers in diameter. So a nanoparticle at 1 nanometer contains just a few atoms. A human hair is about 80,000 nanometers wide. So nanoparticles are incredibly, almost unimaginably tiny. They're bigger than individual atoms and molecules, but far, far smaller than anything you could see with the naked eye, or even a standard light microscope. Here's a helpful way to think about it. If a nanoparticle were the size of a football, then a single atom would be about the size of a marble, and a human hair would be about the height of a 30-story building. That gives you a sense of the scale we're dealing with. Section 2, surface area to volume ratio, the big idea. This is the heart of the topic, and I want you to really understand it, not just memorize it. When we make particles smaller and smaller, something mathematically interesting happens. The surface area to volume ratio increases dramatically. Let me walk you through why. Imagine you have a cube with sides of 4 centimeters. The surface area is 6 times 4 squared, which gives you 96 centimeters squared. The volume is 4 cubed, which is 64 centimeters cubed. So the surface area to volume ratio is 96 divided by 64, which equals 1.5. Now imagine you cut that same cube into 64 tiny cubes, each with sides of 1 centimeter. Each small cube has a surface area of 6 times 1 squared, which is 6 centimeters squared. With 64 cubes, the total surface area is 384 centimeters squared, but the total volume is still 64 centimeters cubed. We haven't added or removed any material. So the new surface area to volume ratio is 384 divided by 64, which equals 6. That's 4 times higher than before, just by making the pieces smaller. Now scale that down to nanoparticle size, and the surface area to volume ratio becomes enormous. This is why nanoparticles behave so differently from the same material in bulk form. More surface area means more atoms are exposed, more reactions can happen, more light is absorbed or reflected differently, and more interactions with other materials are possible. This is why gold nanoparticles, for example, appear red or purple rather than the shiny yellow we associate with bulk gold. The optical properties literally change at the nanoscale. That's not magic. It's physics and chemistry working at the atomic level. Section 3, applications of nanoparticles. Because of their unique properties, nanoparticles have a huge range of applications. Let me take you through the main ones you need to know for your exam. First, sunscreens. Titanium dioxide and zinc oxide nanoparticles are used in modern sunscreens. In bulk form, these materials are white and opaque. Think of the old-fashioned white sunscreen that sat on the skin. At the nanoscale, the particles are so small they become transparent to visible light, but still absorb and scatter harmful ultraviolet radiation, so you get protection without the white residue. Brilliant application. Second, medicine and drug delivery. Nanoparticles can be engineered to carry drug molecules directly to specific cells, for example, cancer cells. Because they're so small, they can pass through cell membranes and deliver treatment precisely where it's needed, reducing side effects. This is an area of massive ongoing research. Third, antibacterial applications. Silver nanoparticles are used in wound dressings, clothing, and surface coatings because silver has antibacterial properties And at the nanoscale, the huge surface area to volume ratio means more silver atoms are exposed to interact with bacteria. Silver nanoparticle socks, for example, resist the bacteria that cause odor. Fourth, electronics. Nanoparticles and nanomaterials are used in computer chips and electronic components. As devices get smaller and more powerful, nanoscale engineering becomes essential. Fifth, catalysis. Because of their enormous surface area, nanoparticles make extremely effective catalysts. More surface area means more active sites for chemical reactions to occur, so reactions happen faster and more efficiently. Sixth, sports equipment. Carbon nanotubes, which are a form of nanoparticle, are used to strengthen materials like tennis rackets and bicycle frames. They're incredibly strong for their weight. Section 4, risks of nanoparticles. Now, this is where the topic gets really interesting from an exam perspective, because examiners love to ask you to evaluate both sides of an argument. Nanoparticles are so new that we genuinely don't fully understand their long-term effects on human health or the environment. That uncertainty is itself an important scientific point. The main concerns are these. First, because nanoparticles are so small, they can be inhaled and penetrate deep into the lungs, much deeper than larger particles. Some research suggests they may be able to cross into the bloodstream and reach organs, including the brain. We don't yet know what the long-term effects of this are. Second, nanoparticles can be ingested through food packaging or contaminated water. Again, the long-term effects are not fully understood. Third, nanoparticles released into the environment, into soil or water, could have unpredictable effects on ecosystems. Because they're so reactive, they could interact with biological systems in ways we haven't anticipated. The key examiner point here is this. The risks are not fully known yet. This is because nanoparticles are a relatively recent development and long-term studies take time. Examiners will credit you for saying that research is ongoing and that precautionary approaches may be appropriate. Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where I want you to really tune in. Common mistake number 1, confusing the scale. Candidates often write that nanoparticles are the same size as atoms or that they're visible under a light microscope. Neither is true. Nanoparticles are larger than individual atoms. They contain hundreds or thousands of atoms, but they're far too small to see with the naked eye or a standard light microscope. Common mistake number 2, getting the surface area to volume ratio calculation wrong. The most common error is calculating the surface area of just one face of a cube rather than all 6 faces. Remember, surface area of a cube equals 6 times the side length squared, and volume equals side length cubed. Write out your working clearly. Examiners award marks for method even if your final answer is wrong. Common mistake number 3, misusing standard form. If you're asked to give a measurement in standard form, make sure the number before the multiplication sign is between 1 and 10. So 50 nanometers is 5 times 10 to the negative 8 meters, not 50 times 10 to the negative 9 meters. Both are mathematically equivalent, but only the first is correct standard form. Common mistake number 4, being vague about risks. Don't just write that nanoparticles are dangerous. Examiners want specificity. Say nanoparticles may be inhaled and penetrate deep into lung tissue, or the long-term health effects of nanoparticle exposure are not yet fully understood. Command word tip. If the question says explain, you must say why, not just what. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, nanoparticles are more effective as catalysts because their high surface area to volume ratio provides more active sites for chemical reactions to occur. That's a full explanation mark. If the question says evaluate, you must consider both advantages and disadvantages and reach a conclusion. Don't just list benefits, acknowledge the risks too. Section 6, quick fire recall quiz. Okay, cover up your notes and see how you do. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1, what is the size range of nanoparticles? The answer is 1 to 100 nanometers, or 1 times 10 to the negative 9 meters, to 1 times 10 to the negative 7 meters. Question 2, a cube has a side length of 3 centimeters. What is its surface area to volume ratio? Surface area equals 6 times 3 squared, which is 54 centimeters squared. Volume equals 3 cubed, which is 27 centimeters cubed. Ratio equals 54 divided by 27, which equals 2. Question 3. Give one application of nanoparticles and explain why nanoparticles are used rather than the bulk material. Any of the following. Sunscreens. Titanium dioxide nanoparticles are transparent to visible light but absorb UV. Drug delivery. Nanoparticles can pass through cell membranes. Silver antibacterial coatings. High surface area to volume ratio means more silver atoms are exposed to interact with bacteria. Question 4. Give one risk associated with nanoparticles. Nanoparticles may be inhaled and penetrate deep into lung tissue with long-term health effects that are not yet fully understood. How did you do? If you got all 4, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you struggled, go back and reread the relevant sections. Summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. Nanoparticles are particles with dimensions between 1 and 100 nanometers. They're larger than atoms and molecules, but far smaller than anything visible to the naked eye. Their key characteristic is a very high surface area to volume ratio, which gives them different, and often more useful properties than the same material in bulk form. They have exciting applications in medicine, electronics, sunscreens, catalysis, and more. But their long-term health and environmental effects are not yet fully understood. And this uncertainty is itself an important scientific point. For the exam, practice your surface area to volume ratio calculations, be precise about scale, use standard form correctly, and always explain the why behind your answers. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.